and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. A few weeks ago, we had a very nice discussion about Red Nichols in the Bixography Forum. The general consensus was that Red was a formidable cornet trumpet player. Of course, not at the level of Bix Beiderbecke, but who is at that level? Brad kindly copied the recantation by Gunter Schuller about the importance of Red Nichols in 1920s jazz. I copied the list of recordings by Red Nichols, recommended by Schuller, and it turns out that I have played in previous WBIX programs most of these records. Those were recordings where Red is the leader. So what I'm going to do today, and it will be the centerpiece of today's program, I play recordings where Red is a sideman. Many of the recordings come from the collection of Pablo Cajarville, and I'm grateful to him for making copies of the records available to me. Brad made a very interesting comment. He stated that Red is the cornetist who least imitates Bix. I agree with him. Red had his own style. Of course, it was inspired by Bix. But he played in a highly personal manner. I think he did a lot of syncopation by adding extra notes here and there, not quite on the beat. Now, some people criticize Red Nichols as a wooden or very mechanical kind of player who doesn't swing. Well, maybe he doesn't swing, but he certainly brings in a lot of syncopation. And some of that is reminiscent, at least to me, of the rhythm of the California Ramblers. Let's get started with the music. First, I want to play Say Arabella, recorded in New York on July 20, 1925, by Billy Wynn and his Greenwich Village Inn Orchestra, consisting of Billy Wynn on drums and directing, Jaime Faberman and Red Nichols on trumpet, Sam Lewis on trombone, Arnold Brillhard and Larry Abbott on clarinet or alto sax, Alfie Evans on clarinet or alto sax, Jules Nasberg on clarinet or tenor sax, Frank Farrell on piano, and then an unknown banjo and an unknown brass bass. I will follow that with Desdemona, recorded in New York on September 11, 1925, by Bailey's Lucky Seven. And the Lucky Seven are Red Nichols and either Jaime Faberman or Tommy Gott on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Dick Johnson, Bobby Davis of fame with the California Ramblers on clarinet or alto sax. There is a piano, a banjo, a brass bass, and drums. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings of Red Nichols as sideman, 1925.
Thank you.
Did you get a hold of the great Miff Maul among the lucky, the Bailey's Lucky Seven, which in fact were nine? And I forgot to mention that the take for Say Arabella was take A. Let's continue with the music. I would not want to move to 1926 with a recording by the Broadway Bellhops. This is Don't Be Angry With Me from September 17, 1926, with Red Nichols and Hybe Farberman on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Dick Johnson, Lucien Smith on clarinet or alto sax, Chuck Miller on clarinet or tenor sax, an unknown piano, John Cali or Tony Colucci on banjo, perhaps Joe Tardo on brass bass, and unknown drums. And the vocal here is by Irving Kaufman, perhaps with the pseudonym Jack Wilson. Following that, I want to play a recording by Sam Lennon and his famous players. This is from January 6, 1927. And it's I Gotta Get Myself Somebody to Love. The famous players here are Red Nichols and perhaps Leo McConville on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, and perhaps Andy Sanella on clarinet alto sax, perhaps Merle Johnston on clarinet or tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Harry Reeser on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. The vocal here is by Russell Douglas. So let's listen then to Red Nichols, A Side Man, 1926 and 1927.
Thank you. of the dust, which was a hunk of pie, plenty of crust. I gotta get myself somebody to love, someone to love. I'm like a kid, crying for the moon, which was a cup and a sugar of the spoon. I gotta get myself somebody to love. My heart is open wide, open wide. Take a look and walk inside. Hear me yell, hear me shout. If you walk in, you won't walk out. I'm like a prune, a wrinkle of the leaf, which was an orange, I'm sure of the sweet. Gotta get myself somebody to
like very much that vocal by Douglas. Okay, now I will turn to Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination. From December of 1925, I will play Dinah, and the Hot Combination consists of Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Moore on trombone, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Arthur Schott or Irving Brodsky on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, his own ukulele, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. I will follow that with I'm Telling the Birds, Telling the Bees from November of 1926. The Hot Combination here is Red Nichols on cornet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, his own ukulele, either Vic Burton or Ray Bodouk on drums, and Joe Fenuti on violin. So let's listen then to Red Nichols as part of the Hot Combination in 1925 and 1926.
Not that! there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know her. Sure to me, Dinah. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah, if she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
I'd like to bring back Sam Lennon again, this time under the name Lennon's Red Heads. A couple of recordings from February 26, 1925. First Jimtown Blues and then King Porter Stomp. The Red Heads are Red Nichols and perhaps Jaime Farberman on a trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, perhaps Clarence Heike and Alfie Evans on clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, George Slater on clarinet or tenor sax, perhaps Bill Kranz on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Red Nichols in 1925. Thank you. Although that was pretty good, and I thought that those were fairly sophisticated arrangements considering the time of the recordings. Okay, before I get to the modern musicians, I would like to play one more side. This is a composition by Eddie Lang and Arthur Schott. It was recorded in November 1926 by, I guess, what they were called the Arkansas Travelers, which consisted of Red Nichols on cornet, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen to Get a Load of This, 1926. Don't you think that that's pretty advanced stuff for 1926? These guys were doing a lot of experimenting with, at the time, I guess, avant-garde kind of jazz. Well, let's now turn to the modern musicians. And for that, I'm going to play one track from a CD by Gordon Whitworth's Bix Tribute Band, that includes Gordon Whitworth on cornet, Derek Halford on trombone, John Penn on piano, our friend Norman Field on clarinet or alto sax, Dennis Moet on the sousaphone, and Nick Ward on drums. And the track that I chose to play today is Rhythm King. So here is the Gordon Whitworth's tribute band in the year 2001.
Thank you. this nice group of British musicians really do a very good emulation of the sound of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you understand, this is